So here at Adistana on the Anagarika Convention, the other morning I had quite a long conversation with Damodina, and then I had a little chat with Kuladarini, and I've put that up on the Buddhist Centre. So I thought it'd be quite nice to have a chat to a couple of the men Anagarikas who are here as well. So I'm here in the dining room at Adistana with Pramodia and Nirmala, who are both from our Essen Centre in Germany. So, are you enjoying yourselves? Is my first question.
I'm enjoying myself very much.
Yeah, that's Pramodia speaking.
Yes, I'm enjoying myself very much here at Adistana and with the community and with the people here, with the Anagarikas and the other members.
Great. And yourself, Nirmala, are you enjoying being here?
Well, I particularly enjoy the development of trust, which is amongst the people attending the Anagarika Convention. And I'm positively surprised how well it goes, how interesting it is. Mm. And I feel very much encouraged by this gathering to carry on with my own practice.
Great. You practice as an Anagarika?
Yes.
Yeah. So how long have you been practicing as an Anagarika, Nirmala?
Well, formally I'm an Anagarika for more than 6 years, but I'm living happily celibate for 12, 13 years.
Okay. And yourself, Pramodia?
Formally, now 5 months, and informally 1.5 years.
Yeah. Well, it's very striking to me, looking at both of you here, that you both look incredibly happy.
Yes, I am. Especially after my official ceremony, I was even more happy about this step, because I felt already a kind of freedom with it, and losing attachments and losing this I, me and mine, for example.
That's interesting. Could you say a little bit more about what you mean by that?
How can I explain? It's not easy for me to put it in English words because I'm German. But in a way, sometimes when I do things, it's not that I think I'm doing it. It's just my body is doing it, and the power of the universe is doing it. So I try to see it more in these terms. It's not me who is doing it. Okay. Yeah, there's a certain energy, or when I talk about the Dhamma, there's the Dhamma flowing through this body. So it's not me, it's not myself who is talking about all this. It's some kind of I experience, and I've tried to experience even more because becoming an Anagarika, to loosen this idea of me, mine.
So do you both teach in our centre in Essen?
Yes.
Yeah? And do you find when you're teaching, in a way, you're quite public about being an Anagarika? People know that you're an Anagarika?
I think we are always wearing the yellow, the golden kesa. Yeah. I'm not sure if everybody always knows what that means. I don't make a big thing out of it, but I'm quite open and very open about it.
So if somebody comes up and says to you, why is your kesa a different colour? What would you say to them?
Well, I try to explain what it means. It means living a celibate life, having as little as possessions as possible, not following a sort of worldly career, etc., etc. But going back to the question you put before, I think becoming Anagarika has been one of the best decisions in my whole life.
Gosh.
Coming perhaps after getting ordained. And being an Anagarika means I don't experience that much conflict in my life. The tensions have gone. There are many things other people have to bother about, to worry about. I don't have to. So, and this gives me a sense of inner freedom, and out of this sense of inner freedom or tensionlessness, this sort of happiness you have observed may arise.
Great. And I know, because I was in a small group with you the other day, Pramodia, and you were saying that you do tell people when you're teaching courses.
Yeah, as well when I'm teaching courses or when I do weekends or when I go on retreats and I see people who doesn't know about it, I talk to them. And I talk also about the freedom I feel with this. And it's not only about chastity, it's not about celibacy, it's also about living in a city, a simple life. Try to live as well in a city, a simple life, yeah? And not to be too much enslaved by all these desires which can come up in a city. Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
great.
Yeah.
And also, when I was in a group with you the other day, Pramodia, you were talking about how important it is for you that there's beauty around you.
Yes. Yeah.
Could you just say a wee bit about that? I thought that was actually very interesting for people.
Because I'm giving up a lot of different things. So I'll try to see more beauty in simple things, like, maybe simple is not the right word, in nature, or just listening to a bit of music or in poems. And just be sometimes only with myself. Experiencing solitude. Yeah. It's very important for me, and I also experience, since there's not that energy is going into sexual ideas or fantasies or even other things, going to movies or reading novel, crime stories or things like this, I feel this energy is going now in this direction, and I feel even more joy and happiness with simple things.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely. And
friendship, sorry.
And friendship.
Friendship is very important.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel I'm even more open to people now since I did the vow. I feel there's more, I'm more available and I'm more open to people now because maybe there's more energy.
It's been interesting being here and we've heard people talk very personally. Our evenings have been spent listening to people's personal journey, their personal story towards being Anagarikas. And I've been very struck by how many people have said that it makes them more available, that they enjoy the fact that they can be more open to more people. Because I think sometimes people think if you become an Anagarika that you're closing down from life. I mean, what would you say if I came up to you and say, are you closing down to life?
I would say, if you're an Anagarika, you can love all women.
Oh, okay.
You can love all women. You are not limited to your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. All women are available for your love. So you're more open to more people and you are not just restricted to one person.
For myself, when I became an Anagarika, it was definitely for me part of a bodhisattva path.
Yes. Mm.
And I don't think people always put those two things together. But for me, it felt exactly that I didn't want to be restricted in who I love or how I love, that love was bigger somehow than that,
Would you, I feel the same.
You feel that, yeah?
I feel the same, And I feel more open. I feel more, because I feel more free, so I'm more open.
Yeah.
I don't close down. I'm closing down in sensual desires. This I'm closing down, and happily and easily.
So what kind of love do you feel then? Because if you're closing down to the sensual desire, or you're not open to the fact that you might meet someone and go into a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
So what, when you say you feel more love, what do you actually mean by that?
Well, I'm less, I'm not trying to get something from the other person. I'm more open to give to the other person, to understand the other person better without thinking, oh, might I get something from that person.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. So less invested in the other person. So we've been here, 5 days or something, I think? Maybe this is the 6th day that we've been here. So what have you enjoyed most about being here on this convention?
Being with people.
Yeah.
Being in the shrine room.
Yeah.
The nature here. Talking to people. Listening to people.
Everything.
Everything. That's all. The food, everything. Yes. Really, yes. Yeah.
And you, Namal, has been one thing that stood out for you in particular?
I would say the conversation, the communication with people. They are feeling the openness, the trust, even the struggle of other people, but the openness to share their struggles with other people. This sort of feeling, having a sense of a deeper connection with other people. This is the main thing which stands out for me, I would say.
I think people sometimes think being an Anagarika is a very solitary. So you mentioned solitude, Pramodia, but in a way, somebody said they felt they could be alone with people in a different way. So for me, it's been quite interesting, the idea of it. Is there a collective aspect to our practice as Anagarikas?
Well, from one perspective, I would say if one is an Anagarika, you are available for more people.
Yeah.
Just as a simple example, if you are married, have a proper job, you don't have that much time for Dharma activities.
Mm.
Yeah. The people in my chapter, usually they lead one class an evening, but I can do three or four or five.
In
a way, I have much more contact with other people through Dharma activities than those people who are bound up in a sort of marriage situation. Yeah.
So you don't feel that to be a real and proper Anagarika, you should be up a mountain somewhere just meditating all day and never talking to anybody?
That's when I'm 95.
Okay, so you have a while to go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.